brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. At least 17 deaths are blamed on Hurricane Milton, and some 1.7 million people in Florida are still without power. But people are pulling together. WPEC-TV's Jim Grimes reports from Port Salerno.
Come on, come here.
There you guys go.
All of this?
Yeah, all of it.
These are not strangers handing out food and water. These are volunteers from nearby communities. It's a small gesture. But for Devin Gore, who's lost everything, this kind of help goes a long way.
That's one thing about this town of Port Salerno. Everybody pretty much sticks together, and we're close. We're a tight unit. So I'm just thankful that everybody's helping out.
A few blocks away, a team of volunteers with Christ Fellowship Church. They're not just delivering supplies, but helping people to shore up their homes and belongings.
Vice President Harris was campaigning in Arizona yesterday. She tries to shore up support from Hispanic voters, especially men. CBS's Nicole Scanga has the story.
Harris has a higher favorability rating with Hispanics than Trump, but she's struggling to win over Hispanic men in particular. Harris's campaign launched an Hombres con Harris voter outreach group this week targeting Latino men.
Former President Trump took his campaign message to Reno, Nevada yesterday, where he took aim at political opponents and others.
It's the enemy from within, all the scum that we have to deal with that hate our country. That's a bigger enemy than China and Russia. I will be your protector, and I protected you for 4 years.
Boeing's new CEO says the company will be cutting its global workforce as a machinist strike continues. KIRO's Heather Bosch reports from Seattle, where the walkout is centered.
In a letter to employees, CEO Kelly Ortberg says Boeing will lay off 10% of its workforce in the coming months. That would be about 17,000 jobs. He announced delays in Boeing's 777 program and an end to the 767 freighter line after current orders are filled. Ortberg says Boeing must make changes on its, quote, path to recovery. The company's been under fire over safety and quality control problems, and a strike by 33,000 machinists is 4 weeks old. Heather Bosch for CBS News, Seattle.
UN officials are condemning Israeli attacks that hit UN peacekeepers in Lebanon. Four members of the force, known as UNIFIL, were injured during two separate attacks in recent days. Despite this, the head of the UN peacekeeping force says that the troops intend to remain at their position in Lebanon.
It is important to keep the position manned, because abandoning the position would mean that they would probably be occupied very soon by others, and we don't want that.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers are likely, highs in the mid-50s. For tonight, a few showers and a low of 39. Showers on Sunday, highs near 52. Breezy Sunday night, lows in the mid-30s. On Monday, partly sunny, 50. 51 and sun Tuesday.
Currently, 42 degrees.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. By the Castle Rock Beatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, CastleRock-Beatonwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, a new Black Bear Expo, fall battery maintenance tips, and deer hunting with the Serpent Arms air rifle. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. And, by the way, happy birthday, Mike Hupe. Well, Jeff Kelm joins us from Wisconsin Rapids again this week. Jeff, how did Robert's youth deer hunt go?
Yeah, well, it went successfully.
All right.
Yeah, he was able to get a deer on Sunday morning after missing one on Saturday morning. And I equate that to, I think it wasn't him. I mean, it was him behind the gun. But we were set up where the deer, I didn't know exactly where the deer were coming down on this lane. So I had the scope dialed way back. So you had a really, really wide field of view. And this doe came out right at the very edge of the shooting lane. And so he didn't know to ask me to turn the scope up. And so, you know, as he's trying to get this thing dialed in, you know, it's that crosshair looks pretty darn small or pretty darn large, I suppose. The deer looks small in the scope,
the deer,
you know,
looks little.
Yeah. And so he pulled the trigger and I could see that, you know, he didn't hit it. And he said it right away. He's like, I don't think I hit it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we went and looked and yeah, there's no evidence that he did. And so then Sunday morning we went out, we didn't go out Saturday afternoon, real windy.
It was terrible.
Just didn't think we were going to see what we wanted to. But Sunday morning we sat and another doe and a fawn came through. And Dan, this is where I know my son he's dialed in for this. They came out together and stood, both of them broadside, but one behind the other.
Uh-huh.
And so we prepared him and he said, Dad, I'm going to wait until one of them moves so that I don't shoot them both. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, that's exactly what I would expect.
Yeah.
And so, so he waited the, you know, 12, 15, 17 seconds, whatever it was, before the doe moved off and she moved out of kind of out of sight. And he was left with a nice, delicious doe fawn sitting there. He pulled the trigger, put her down. It was about that easy.
Yeah.
And so, good meat. And he had a great time. He was shaking like a leaf as we were getting out of the blind. And I mean, I think that's really the best part.
Yeah, and he's fired up for deer season with another successful hunt. I mean, it's not his first deer, so.
Right, and this is he's 3-for-4 now. He's 3-for-4.
Not bad. I wish I had that average.
I know. I said that to him, too.
And now this is the weekend. You have an adventure up on the Turtle Flambeau, right?
Yeah, we're going to head up to the Turtle Flambeau. We're going to do a little fishing. We're going to, this time around, because it's the latest we've ever gone, we're going to do a little bit more small game hunting. We're going to try our hand at some squirrel hunting up there together and might even try to walk around for some grouse just to get him, you know, that type of experience. He wants to try that. And I told him, I was like, well, it could be a little difficult with leaves on the trees and no dog, but we can try it. That's no problem.
Sure. So, walk a lane or a trail.
Yep. Yeah. So we're going to give it a shot and we're going to have a great time. It looks like it's going to be good weather and, you know, beautiful colors this time of year up there. So I think we're going to be real blessed.
Yeah, I think you've got another good weekend. I was up in Bayfield last Sunday. I was going to go up Saturday and John had to work Applefest. And so he called me and he said, just come tomorrow. So I went up Sunday. And of course, that was the day the cold front came through.
So
we didn't fish at all on Sunday. And I was driving into a northwest wind, which is no fun when you're towing a boat. You've done that.
Yeah.
But we just kind of chilled on. So we watched football is what we did. We watched a couple, you know, with the Packers and another game. And then Monday we checked the straps on our tree stands and hung the safety lines and put fresh batteries in several trail cameras. And folks, there's a DNR news release out about safety for tree stand hunting. So It's good advice to, you know, check all your stands and make sure they're safe and they're set up. And if you got brush in the way, we cut some brush so that we could actually have a shot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we also set up one of those Wildlife Research Center golden rope kits. It's like a 3-foot long, you know, braided rope that you hang like you would hang a licking branch. And they have they have a liquid that you add some water to, and you know we did that, and it's not deer urine or a deer product. It's some kind of an attractor scent. I don't know what it is. So we hung it about 30 yards from my tree stand, and put a trail camera there, and you know we hope we get some footage, and I might even hit a deer with the air gun that I'm planning to hunt with this year. So
there you go.
And speaking of hitting a deer, coming back from muskie fishing on Wednesday, John was driving and a doe ran smack into the boat.
Oh,
and
sweet.
Yeah. She jumped out. It looked like she was going to jump in front of the car. And we went, oh, no. And she ran. She hit the boat. We drove into Mellon. And she ran off. He saw her run off.
Mm-hmm.
Checked under the lights of the gas station right there, and all we had was a little bit of hair on one of the letters in Crestliner. So somehow she got shaved is all. And we musky fished, and I'll save that story for next week if I can get John on the phone to talk about that. We had a great time.
Sounds
the good. Colors, you are going to be amazed at the colors this year. They're great where we were in Bayfield and Ashland County, so I'm guessing they're going to be great in Iron County as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Coming up, folks, Huntworth Pro staffer Bernie Barringer comes back, and he's talking now about the first annual International Bear Show coming to Barnum, Minnesota next July. Remy Battery President Mike Miller shares fall battery maintenance advice, and we'll hear the story of the first deer legally taken by a youth hunter in Wisconsin with an air gun. Exciting story. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer 4 seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeteandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.prof.com. HuntworthHearingCare.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Huntworth Gear is performance camo wear at a price you can afford. You can get it at Blaine's Farm and Fleet stores, and you can find it online at huntworthgear.com. And joining me now from Brainerd, Minnesota, is Huntworth Pro Staffer Bernie Barringer. He's a regular guest on the show, and he was on just recently talking about his very successful bear hunt this year. His YouTube channel is Bow Hunting Road, and his website is berniesbearcamp.com. And he's got a new website and a new sports show that's coming up next summer, and that's why we're talking to him again. Bernie, thanks so much for joining us, and welcome back.
My pleasure. I'm pretty excited about this new endeavor.
Well, tell us about it. It's a bear expo, a bear show?
Yeah, you could call it a bear rendezvous.
Okay.
I call it the Black Bear Show, and it's a sports show that's dedicated 100% to bear hunting. What I've done is I rented the entire fairgrounds in Barnum, Minnesota, which is south of Duluth. And so it's within a half a day's drive of everybody that's in the bear hunting area in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the UP of Michigan, and even Ontario, and like almost all the way to Winnipeg can get there in a half a day's drive. It's just going to be a weekend deal where people come and you can camp. And, I'm making it real family friendly so people will come for the weekend and bring their families, and there's booths there with outfitters and bear hunting supplies, and I got seminars lined up where there's bear cooking seminars, bear hunting seminars, baiting, hound hunting. It's going to be really, really exciting, and there's never been anything quite like this where a whole weekend rendezvous is just dedicated to bear hunting.
Well, deer shows are pretty common, but this is the first bear show I've heard of, too, and the weekend is July 25 through 27 of next year, right?
Right. 2025 will be the first annual show. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, Bernie, you talk about cooking seminars. Now, when we talked about your successful hunts last time you were on, I didn't ask you if your hunters save the meat, but I assume they do.
Yeah, I've never had a hunter that just said, I don't want the meat. They all take it. Every once in a while, we'll have somebody that will donate their meat to someone else or part of it or something, but we found that people just really like bear meat, and most bear hunters have figured out ways to make some really good recipes. And one thing I've learned now too is that most of the hunters want to take the fat with them, and they're rendering the fat down, they're using it as lard for cooking. And we had a guy that came back, and it was a second hunt with me, and he came back with a whole bunch of bear fat soap. He had beard oil and oil that you put on your leather shoes to waterproof them, and he had rendered a whole bunch of lard that he said it makes the best pie crust you can imagine. And so he brought a bunch of samples of all the stuff that he made out of it for me, which was really cool. Yeah, more and more people are really interested in using as much of the bear as they can.
I have heard that about pie crusts, and of course I've eaten bear, as many folks have, and I've enjoyed it, but it was, I think, a casserole that a friend of ours made not too long ago. I haven't had a bear steak in memory. Is that a good cut, or what do you do to make bear tender or palatable?
I like the loins.
Yeah, okay.
I like the loins on the grill. In fact, one of the guys this year, he cut the loin off, and he said, will you just grill this for me? So we grilled it. We ate it right there at bear camp.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like the loins done, but I make sausage mostly for myself. I do some roasts in the crock pot. Those are good. But I really like breakfast sausage and sticks and summer sausage and things like that. And I like the mixed bacon ends and pieces. You can buy bacon ends and pieces in like 3 and 5 pound packages.
Yep.
And I'll mix about 20 to 25% bacon ends and pieces in with the bear meat and then make it into summer sausage or breakfast sausage or something.
Okay.
That's what I like the best about it.
Okay. And you take the fat off the meat before you process it?
Yeah, you try to get the fat and sinew off mostly before you grind it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add pork bacon fat back in. And it's kind of a lot of work, but man, the end product is sure worth it.
It sounds like it. Now, the bear fat itself, you wouldn't grind into the bear meat.
No, that's what you would render down, cut it up in chunks, and heat it up until you just get a really clear liquid. and that gets hard. Just like anything that you could use Crisco for example, or lard,
mm-hmm.
you can use the bear fat for. And people that do it, they just think it's the best there is.
Yeah, I have heard that. Isn't it true, Bernie, that back in the fur trade era, that mountain men and trappers used bear fat for not only the cooking, but also to grease the patch for their muzzle-loading flintlocks?
Yeah, there are so many uses for it. In fact, if you look back at, you know, Daniel Boone was famous for killing bear. He basically fed the entire Fort Boonesboro with bears that he shot. You know, he fed to all the families, and they used it for so many different things, including, you know, putting the patch in their muzzle-loading guns and all kinds of things that they just need. If they needed grease for something,
mm-hmm.
They could grease axles on the wooden wagon wheels. It was just used for so many things that became overlooked in the last 100 years or so, but people are going back to it.
Yeah, and there's even a sled dog race, isn't the John Bear grease one of the sled dog races?
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to your show here, July 25 through 27 of 2025, easy to remember, and it's called the International Black Bear Show. You have vendor openings yet? People can reserve a booth if they've got something to sell?
Yes, I've got about 60 booths, and over half of them are already taken by outfitters and guides, bear bait suppliers and bear sprays and that type of thing. I've got a couple of archery companies coming, but there are over half of the booths, about half are left. You can go to blackbearshow.com and look at a map of where all the booths are. And if anybody's interested in coming, definitely like love to have them. We really want this first year to be very successful, and I know the people are going to come. I'm hearing from so many people that just can't wait to come up and camp for the weekend. So we just keep filling these vendor booths up, and I'll be a happy guy.
Yeah, well, that sounds like an exciting event, and I'm sure a lot of folks from Wisconsin will come because, as you know, we are a huge bear hunting state as well as Minnesota and Michigan. I guess that's where most of the bear hunting is, outside of Maine and New York and Pennsylvania and out west.
Yeah.
Well, Bernie, you and I always talk about Huntworth gear as well. Do you think Huntworth might have a presence at your bear show?
Well, they haven't made a commitment, but it kind of sounds like they're going to be there. I hope they do. I'm kind of reserving a booth in a really good spot, so I'm hoping that they'll finally commit to it. It'd be really good for people to see their products and handle them. Huntworth clothing is just so amazing, but a lot of times you just actually have to try it first before you realize how it fits and feels. And, you know, everybody can look at the camo and say, well, that looks great, but when you actually put it on is when you really fall in love with it.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Well, if Huntworth gear doesn't come and have a booth, I would imagine you'll be wearing some.
Oh, yeah. It's just about all I wear.
All right. Well, Bernie, we will talk to you again. It sounds like your Black Bear Show is well underway, almost a year out. It's good to know that you've got a lot of exhibitors coming already. So we'll follow up as we get closer to that time and just see how it's developing. Bernie Barringer, Huntworth Pro Staffer from Brainerd, Minnesota. His YouTube channel, Bow Hunting Road. His website, berniesbearcamp.com. And his new website, where you can learn all about the International Black Bear Show, is blackbearshow.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Remy Battery has been family-owned and operated since 1931. They have several locations. The main location is in Milwaukee on 43rd and Lincoln, and now there's a location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, and they have two stores in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, one in Escanaba and one in Houghton. And you can find them online at remybattery.com, and that's R-E-M-Y, battery.com. Joining us now for a conversation about batteries, of course, is Remy President Mike Miller. Well, Mike, welcome back to Outdoors Radio, and thanks for joining us again.
Hey, Dan, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're quite welcome. Well, fall is finally here, and that is a transition in a lot of areas, but in batteries, it's really critical, isn't it?
Yeah. We've talked about this in the past a little bit, but it's always a good reminder to have everybody make sure that when they're ready to store their seasonal equipment, their boats and RVs and campers and ATVs, to make sure that those batteries in that equipment are fully charged before you put them away for storage. And if you don't have a battery maintainer, which a lot of people do nowadays, it's probably one of the easiest ways to keep a battery fresh and maintained. But if you don't have a battery maintainer, to probably take the battery out of that equipment and store it in a cool, dry place and give it a freshening charge about once a month, once every other month over the season when it's not being used.
Okay, well, that's pretty simple. And what about equipment that's been in storage, like snowmobiles? And, you know, some snowmobiles never got used last winter, so I imagine there's some issues there. And snowblowers and other battery-powered equipment.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of that stuff didn't, like you said, Dan, because of the mild winter last winter and the lack of snow. A lot of that equipment probably sat a little bit longer than it should have. Bringing that stuff out and having that battery tested would probably be a smart idea. Again, if you had a battery maintainer on that equipment, that's the best way to keep those batteries fresh. But if you didn't, probably take the battery out and bring it into one of our locations and just have it tested to see what kind of condition it's in. Because you'd hate to have that first big snowfall and want to get out on the sled and have it not start on you. That kind of ruins a weekend if you have to run around and do that.
Yeah, have it not start, or have it not start when you're out in the woods and you got so far away from your vehicle.
Yeah, that's the worst. You're on a trail and you stop to take a nice photo someplace and you go back on your sled and you get nothing out of it. That's not a good situation at all.
No, it isn't. And, you know, I've done that in my boat a number of times, as you know. It's usually been operator error, but I got one of those NOCO booster packs and it travels in my vehicle. And when I'm in the boat, it goes in the boat. And I have used it. It's saved me a number of times.
Yeah, you mentioned those starter packs. They've gotten pretty compact, and it's pretty cheap insurance to have in a vehicle just in case you have a no-start situation to be able to boost yourself off and give yourself a jump start.
Yep. Well, and you have a message about daylight savings time. We all know it ends in early November, and you tie that to batteries. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a safety message, Dan. We encourage all of our customers, we start sending out notices this time of year and posting on social media and through our Remy Report newsletter to make sure to test your smoke detector and emergency lighting batteries, your backup batteries at daylight savings time. That's always a good reminder to do that, to test those, because a lot of that safety equipment you want to work in a time of emergency. A lot of times people just kind of set it and forget it, and we like to remind them to make sure to test that and go ahead and replace those batteries. Again, cheap insurance to simply replace those batteries in those emergency devices to make sure that they're operating properly. We encourage everybody to go around daylight savings time, not only reset your clocks, but then also test those smoke detectors and emergency lighting batteries.
And, you know, if you have a generator that starts with a battery, which I think they all do, that's probably a good thing to check as well.
Sure, especially considering the most recent damage that the hurricanes have done. A lot of people have gotten backup generators for their homes nowadays. A lot of those are set to automatically start once a month, but a good service time, again, is in the fall season like this to have somebody come out and just go through those backup systems and test those generator batteries as well to make sure that they're going to function, because we know the weather's going to turn and there's a good chance that it's going to be bad and it could take out the power for an hour or even days.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, we have solar panels and a solar system of backup batteries that takes care of our well pump and runs two freezers and refrigerator and some of our lighting, as you know, and I've bought batteries for that system from you, and, you know, we rely on that. We don't have a generator. But my brother Mike, who lives in Western North Carolina, about a half hour from Asheville, they lost power for the better part of a week, and he has a generator that came with the house. They just moved there a couple of years ago, and he said, oh yeah, we got power. We're fortunate that our generator is functioning. And he said it was just checked not too long ago, just before the hurricane came through.
Yep, that's a perfect example, and you need it when you need it, and don't forget about it when you don't need it.
Yeah, and I'm sure he will be checking it regularly from now on.
I bet you he will.
Yeah. Now, you buy old car batteries, too, and car batteries are of concern now, right?
Yeah, Dan, I actually, lead-acid batteries, not real well publicized, but lead-acid batteries are the highest recyclable and highest recycled product on the market. It's higher than any other product out there. Like, the second highest product that gets recycled is copper. So it's higher than paper, it's higher than steel, higher than aluminum. And the industry has really been trying to get the word out that roughly about 99% of a lead acid battery is sent back for recycling and reclaimed. So everything from obviously the lead, but then the plastic case, and even the battery electrolyte is reclaimed and reused. And of the lead acid batteries that are put into service consistently year over year, 95 to 98% of all lead acid batteries are sent back for proper recycling. So it's a real success story. And here in Wisconsin, back in about 2012, 2013, I worked with a state legislator, Mark Conondale, to help basically amend the recycling legislation in Wisconsin for lead acid batteries. That legislation was a win-win-win. Not only was it a win for the industry, but it was a win and zero cost neutral for the consumer, and obviously it was a win for the environment to keep those lead acid batteries out of the waste stream and out of our natural resources.
Yes, and you mentioned state legislature, and that leads me to my last topic for you. I understand you're running for the legislature this year.
Yeah, Dan, I threw my hat in the ring. Mark Conondale, who I worked real closely with, obviously the boundaries had changed earlier this year, and a lot of people got redistricted. And so I was recruited by Mark Conondale and a few others to run for state legislator in the 20th Assembly District. So since filing my paperwork back at the end of May, June, I pretty much hit the ground running and been working in the 20th District. And the 20th District includes South Milwaukee, Cudahy, St. Francis, and a little bit of Milwaukee. And so I've been out busy networking and knocking on doors and really trying to get the word out there that I'm in it to win it and running for better Wisconsin.
And Mike, what do you want voters to know about you and your platform or your policies?
I think, Dan, you and I go way back, and conservation, access to Wisconsin's open spaces, and clean water, clean air are all important to outdoorsmen and outdoorswomen in Wisconsin. I would love to continue working on that and seeing that Wisconsin residents continue to have access to those public spaces for recreation, hunting, and biking, and hiking, and all the outdoor sports.
Okay, and you have a website. It's mikemiller.vote. For folks who don't know you, your last name is spelled M-O-E-L-L-E-R. So mikemiller.vote if you want to learn about Mike and his platform and his campaign for State Assembly, 20th District.
Yep, and there's a contact form on there. If you have questions, I encourage anybody to reach out through that contact form at that website.
Fantastic. Well, Mike, thank you so much for taking a little time out of your now much busier schedule. And good luck next month when the election comes around, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Dan, it was a pleasure, and thanks for having me on.
You're quite welcome. Mike Miller, president of Remy Battery, and they have offices in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. And you can find them on the web at remybattery.com. And again, his website for his election campaign is Mike Miller, M-O-E-L-L-E-R, .vote, MikeMiller.vote. You can also sign up for the Remy newsletter on the Remy Battery website. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Every year, there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Hunting safety is up to you. Don't just be aware of these safety measures. Follow them. Safe hunting is no accident. Learn more from the Wisconsin DNR at dnr.wi.gov.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
CBS News Brief. The massive recovery effort is ongoing across Florida in the aftermath of Hurricanes Milton and Helene. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Siesta Key.
This is the first time families who live here on Siesta Key made it back to see how their homes fared. But after back-to-back storms, it's hard to make out what the devastation was, what Helene did, and then, of course, what damage Milton caused.
Former President Donald Trump held a rally in Reno, Nevada yesterday.
With your vote in this election, we will quickly defeat inflation and we will make America affordable again.
Vice President Harris spoke to Republican supporters in Scottsdale, Arizona.
In order for us as America to maintain our status as the strongest democracy in the world, we need a healthy two-party system.
Harris pledges to have a Republican in her cabinet. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Bronczynski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers are likely, highs in the mid-50s. For tonight, a few showers and a low of 39. Showers on Sunday, highs near 52. Breezy Sunday night, lows in the mid-30s. On Monday, partly sunny, 50. 51 and sun Tuesday.
Right now, it's 44.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Serpent Arms of Juneau, Wisconsin is a sponsor of this year's Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special, and that show will air in about a month on Bally Sports Wisconsin and Bally Sports North, as well as on PBS and community cable stations throughout the state. I'll have more on dates and times in the weeks ahead. Now, Serpent Arms manufactures something called pre-charged pneumatic shotguns and rifles, also known as air guns, and these are legal as of this year for hunting here in Wisconsin. And some of you maybe heard me talk about the fact that I shot a couple of turkeys with the Serpent Arms air shotgun this past spring. Well, joining me now is Kevin Grotolution. He is the Chief Operations Officer for Serpent Arms, and his son Eli joins us as well. Their website is serpentarms.com, and serpent like snake, serpentarms.com. Eli shot a deer with an air gun this past Saturday during the youth deer hunt. Well, Kevin and Eli, welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dan. It's great to be joining you here, and hoping everything's going well.
Yes, I'm doing fine. And Eli, thank you for joining us, too.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm well, thank you. And congratulations to you on your deer.
Thank you.
Was that your first deer?
No, it was not.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll hear about this hunt in a few minutes. But, Kevin, we first ought to talk about the shotguns and rifles you make. Pre-charged pneumatic, that's a mouthful. And how does it operate?
The pre-charged pneumatic, a lot of people just call it PCP for short. Basically, it is a hunting-capable shotgun or rifle, depending on which model you purchase, that is completely powered by air. So there is no gunpowder involved. Our guns operate at a max pressure of 4,300 PSI, which is contained in a large cylinder, which also acts as the stock. As it fires, the hammer opens the valve and releases a regulated amount of air, and that is what moves the projectile. So on the shotgun version, we're shooting a 28-gauge shell. So if you're using tungsten shot, you're going to be right around an ounce of shot, and we're going to be moving right around 1,000 feet per second, which gives you enough power to take down game at
out to about 40 yards, depending on the game you're hunting. The rifle version is a 45 caliber. So far, the bullets we've tested the most are either 265 grain or 285 grain bullets. 285 grain power belts have been the one we've done the most testing with. And those will move at around 840 feet per second, giving you about 430 foot-pounds of energy on impact.
Okay, and that is enough to kill a deer. Obviously, your son did it. What is the range of the rifle version?
Right now, we're recommending about 50 yards or less. There are comparable guns from other manufacturers out there where people will shoot 75, 100 yards. I'm confident we can be there. We just have not mounted up the proper scope to do so yet.
Okay. I'm planning to hunt with one of those rifles this year. I shot a couple turkeys with the shotgun version. Most of the deer I've shot in Wisconsin have been 20 to 50 yards, so that should work.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it gets you a little more like bow hunting range-wise than if you're hunting with a gunpowder rifle, but that also adds a little bit to the excitement and the challenge because you're getting a lot closer to your game.
Yeah, and people have asked me, and so I'm going to ask you because I know you've had this question, why hunt deer, or any game for that matter, with an air-powered weapon?
A few reasons why people get into this. For myself, it's a new challenge. I enjoy the new challenge, something different. One of the other big reasons that, and one of the big things we like to promote is, honestly, for women and children or new hunters, people that are afraid of the recoil and the loud noise of a firearm. So the advantage to the air power is you have virtually no recoil, and the noise levels are 100 decibels, maybe even a little less on the rifles. You don't have that loud crack when gunpowder goes off. So a lot of the things that tend to scare people away from firearms and maybe keep new hunters out of the game aren't there. So it's a great entry level.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And even someone like me, and I've hunted for many, many years, I enjoyed using the shotgun, getting to know it, and I'm looking forward to shooting with the rifle. I understand the barrels are interchangeable.
That's correct, Dan. If you purchase a shotgun, you can also purchase a rifle barrel kit. It takes under 5 minutes to convert the shotgun to a rifle. You basically swap the barrel out, add a little piece to help regulate the airflow, and now you have yourself a rifle.
Okay. And the shotgun I used had a red dot sight. Does the rifle come with a red dot as well?
Yes, the rifle does also come with a red dot sight. So depending on what range you're shooting, obviously you may want to swap that out for your own optics.
Okay, and I saw the picture of Eli with his rifle, and there's a scope on that. You and I have talked about putting a Vortex scope on my rifle.
Yep, absolutely.
Fantastic. Let's talk to Eli now.
So this is his third year deer hunting. Typically, you've been hunting with a rifle. This is your first year using the Serpent Arms air rifle.
Yep.
He got a new rifle for Christmas from Santa. So we went out and killed some crop damage tags, right?
Yeah. Huh.
Okay. You've been hunting deer then for 3 years. How many deer have you shot?
Three so far.
Okay. Tell me what it was like to hunt with this gun.
It was pretty cool being the first person to shoot a deer with an air rifle.
And that's right. I believe, and your dad believes, that you are the first person to legally take a deer in Wisconsin with an air rifle. That's a landmark accomplishment. You know, that's like Roy Case in bow hunting. And Kevin, your dad knows who Roy Case was.
Yep, absolutely. That predates you a little bit, Eli.
So, Eli, tell me about the hunt. Where were you?
We were in Montello.
Okay. What kind of land were you on?
Private property.
Were you in the woods, in a field? Where were you?
We were hunting over a food plot.
All right.
We were in a blind.
And who was there?
My dad and Paul Brown.
I know Paul. How did the day go? Tell me about that.
We went out at 4:30 and we bumped some deer off food plot and we waited for about 15 minutes in the stand. Then a fawn came, but it never came close enough to shoot. And then it went away. And then at about 5:30, we watched a buck and a young deer walk around and eat on the food plot. At around 6 o'clock, the deer that I shot and one other came out, and five others to the right came out. and the one that I shot slowly weaved its way over to about 30 yards, and then I shot it.
And you got it with one shot?
Yes.
What happened after you shot the deer? What did the deer do?
It jumped up and ran back to the woods.
And then what?
Then we waited and came back after dark and found it.
So how does it feel to have taken a deer with the air gun and to be a successful hunter one more time?
It feels pretty cool.
I'll bet. Eli, tell me what you like about hunting.
I like the suspenseful wait, waiting for the deer to come by. And I like the thrill of shooting it.
And what do you think of the gun?
I think it's awesome.
Yes, it's a pretty special gun, and it sounds like you're a pretty special young man to have had that success. Are you planning to hunt more this year now during the rifle season?
I'm definitely planning on hunting more with the Serpent Arms air rifle.
Kevin, are you hunting with it as well this year?
I will absolutely be doing my deer hunting with it during the rifle season this year. I want to shoot one because now I can't let my kid be the only one that did it, right? But hopefully we can get a nice buck on the ground.
Yeah, well, you know, I was thinking that maybe I would be one of the first to do it. If I get a deer, I still will probably be one of the first, but never be the first because Eli is the very first hunter to have done that, as far as we know, right?
I can say confidently that he is the first with the Serpent Arms air rifle. I do know there were a few other hunters out this weekend with it, but unfortunately they were not successful. So Eli is definitely the first with the Serpent Arms. To the best of my knowledge, he is the first in Wisconsin with an air rifle, period.
Fantastic. Well, Kevin and Eli, thank you so much for sharing your story, and good luck to you for the regular deer season, the firearms deer season, when there will be many more hunters out there, but there are a lot of deer around, apparently, from what you described, as far as your experience is concerned.
Yeah, we were hunting a very nice spot with a good population, so I'm hoping we hear of a lot of success stories this year.
Well, I'm sure you will. Again, thank you, and folks, if you want to see how this gun operates, the Deer Hunt Wisconsin show will feature a segment on the air gun, and that's coming up in about a month. Well, Kevin and Eli, good luck for the rest of the season, and I hope to hear more success stories from you.
Thank you, Dan, and good luck to you as well.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. Folks, that was Kevin Grotolution and his 10-year-old son, Eli, who shot what we think is the first deer taken with an air gun legally here in Wisconsin, Serpent Arms air gun. They are made in Juneau, Wisconsin. You can buy them online at serpentarms.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Every year there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Hunting safety is up to you. Don't just be aware of these safety measures, follow them. Safe hunting is no accident. Learn more from the Wisconsin DNR at dnr.wi.gov.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-petenwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Here we go. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. 2024 model year Crestliners are marked down with clearance prices ready to sell. They're also having winterizing supplies available to you, or you can drop off your boat and let them do it for you. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com, by Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, ProfHearingCare.com, by the Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, CastleRock-PeteandWell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And the last several years of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin show are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
A couple different places you can find this radio program and download it at your leisure: lake-link.com/radio, or find their outdoor radio page, or you can go to outdoornews.com/podcast. Dan is on social media at Dan Small Outdoors, and you can find me at Hardwater Jeff.
The DNR has confirmed several cases of EHD, that's epizootic hemorrhagic disease. Jeff, you've heard of that, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. It's more common in other places in the country, but they found it in Chippewa, Jackson, and Waukesha counties, which are, you know, all over the map, not concentrated in any one place. It's always fatal to deer, won't harm people, and usually you find a dead deer near water. So if you find dead deer near a pond or stream, they'd like you to report them to the nearest DNR office so they can check it out and see what's going on. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. He's got a show next Sunday, October 20th, at the Harbor Table in Washburn. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small, here with Jeff Kelm. Jeff, I hope you have a great weekend with Robert.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, should be great.
Yeah, I think you will. And folks, get outside this weekend, maybe the last weekend, for great color. Be sure to join us again next time for Outdoors Radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Whether you own a local business
or a global one. You know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Rescue and